decided to go against the state's recommendation of putting them at their actual level. So I would argue that most students are put on their grade level, and that's why I support it.
Dr. Owens?
Thank you, Mr. Tootin. I just wanted to say, based on what was submitted, based on what I heard, I think the situation is unique in that this was clearly a decision made for non-athletic reasons. It was made for academic reasons. I think this is a unique hardship when you look at all the circumstances from what this young man endured, what the family did. They made education decisions that they thought were in the best interest of this student. And I think I'm mistaken. I don't think he's probably cross country until in the high school part of things. So I think with the circumstances, I think it is very much a hardship with this young man, and the decisions were made clearly with no athletic intentions of future. And I think anytime we look at precedent, we look at this. I would say the same thing. If the same situation came up again with an adoption of Nicaragua coming in, scoring the one on the ESOL test, moving forward, starting soccer, moving to another, I would wholeheartedly agree that this is a hardship.
Thank you, Dr. Owens. Commissioner?
Yes, just want to bring to the attention of the executive committee that under Article 3, Section 2 of the league bylaws clearly states, let me see, the league age rule may not be set aside under special circumstances or special condition provisions of the governance document of the league. Nobody can argue that it's not a hardship, but currently the membership is not given the league, given the committee authority or the falls under where they're allowed to set it aside. I'm not trying to influence your vote, but I just want to bring that to your attention as you make your decision.
If you're saying we don't have the authority to set this aside, why was this case brought to us?
Any decision made by the executive, by the commissioner can be appealed to the executive committee. In the letter that I sent back to the school, I stated that the league has no authority. I read this provision out to them, that the league has no authority to set this aside. Hopefully not set it aside. I sent it to them as written. But any decision made by the commissioner can be appealed to the executive committee. Any decision made by the executive committee may be appealed to the appellate panel.
Well, those two rules are at odds with each other. On one hand, you're saying they can appeal any rule, and then on the other hand, you're saying you can appeal it, but they can't do anything about it. So those two rules need to be changed because they're at odds with one another.
That'd be a decision that the membership would make. I'm just sharing that the age rule may not be set aside under the special condition provision. When it was sent to me asking for an appeal, I denied it. The rule allows any decision that's made by the commissioner can be appealed to the executive committee. I'm just bringing to your attention that it says that while there may be hardships to it, says this should not be set aside under provision.
Yeah, well, it seems like that rule needs to be amended to read that, you know, any decision made by the commissioner can be appealed to the executive committee, except those rules not delegated to be able to be overturned by the executive committee. Because why would we just sit here and listen to this whole story if you're telling us we don't have the authority to do anything about it?
Just shared with you what's in the league handbook that's public to everybody, the entire membership, and the executive committee members. Just shared with you what it says. Not trying to tell you something that's not available for everybody to see. It was there, but if the membership decides, and as a member of the executive committee, I think it also lends itself that there's a constitutional bylaw proposal that needs to be brought forward to address that, then that would be the window of doing it. I just shared. I did not influence. I just shared, and this is not a piece of information that's not available to the entire membership to include the executive committee.
Well, I wish this information was shared at the start of the meeting so we didn't have an educator, a child, a principal go through a kid's life story, and then at the end we get told we can't do anything about it. I mean, that's not fair.
Mr. Tootin, may I speak?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Dr. Owens.
Commissioner Singleton, so if this came out and it was voted on to grant him the hardship, that would mean that another school would have to object to this and try to sue the league to not allow this child to participate?
I don't know what that would mean. I'm just sharing what the Constitution says. Several of the rules that are in the league handbook are open to appeal and for the exec committee to set it aside. I didn't have the authority to set it aside based on what's written in there. The interpretation is this body doesn't have the authority to set it aside based on what's written in there. So what goes beyond that, I mean, I don't know. I'm just sharing what the membership stated when they stated how the exec committee will be created and who the representations are. And they spelled out what the, for lack of a better term, the authority of this committee is. Then spelled out in this one says the age rule shall not be set aside. That's the only rule that they put that's been carved out. The only other one of which this body doesn't have the authority to change is the academic rule as spelled out by the State Department of Education. So while it can be appealed, this body, I don't have the authority to set aside the academic rule as spelled out by the State Department of Education, nor does this executive committee have the authority to do it. Given the fact that the academic requirement is the one that's in the league handbook is more stringent than what the State Department of Education has, they can file it back, for lack of a better term, if it meets the State Department of Education standard, the academic requirement, they can dial it back to that and approve it. But if it doesn't meet that, this body in Westville has the authority to set that aside.
Okay, I had to appeal to the state board on academic situations with a student that was undergoing cancer treatment that it was denied by the league but approved by the State Board of Education unanimously. But you're saying the age rule cannot be submitted to the State Board of Education. Is that right? After the academics?
Well, I'm saying the State Board of Education does not get involved with other parts of eligibility other than the academic requirements.
Mr. Stone?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Tootin. My thoughts on this, and I'm trying to wrap my head around it. We've got to make decisions based on our authority and not worry about what the parent or the child or the school will do next. What our Constitution currently states. And we can't worry about what if somebody's going to sue or what if they're going to appeal somewhere else. We've got to vote based on our authority, on what we have in front of us. Thank you.
Mr. Trahan?
Yes, sir. Honestly, based on everything we just heard, I don't think we need to vote. Our vote doesn't mean anything anyway. It sounds like it's already written in the Constitution. This has already been decided. I guess this is a mere formality, but there's no sense in taking a vote because there's nothing to overturn.
Ms. Bryant?
I totally agree. I am not comfortable voting against that because it goes against what I believe for children. And I don't want to vote. If this is a null issue, then we leave it at that. But I don't think we're taking a vote. So I think it sends a message about where we stand, about things we obviously have no control. And I'm also curious, were the parents or the family, were they notified that this was, when you denied it because you didn't have the authority to overturn it, were they notified of that at this time? Did they know that this was an exercise in frustration?
Sent the information back to the school that would address it. Actually, if you look in the information that you received, it should have the letter that came from the commissioner back to the school. And it clearly states in the last sentence of the first paragraph, the league's, I consider the circumstance not to be totally different from those that exist for majority and minority of students, and that Article 3, Section 2C of the league bylaws states the league age rule may not be set aside under special condition provisions of the governance of the document of the league. My conversation has always been held with the member schools. I don't have, I mean, it would be their responsibility to share that information.
And that's fine. That makes me feel some better. It just really upsets me that we've let this young man get his hopes up that we had the opportunity to grant this or not grant it, either way. But I don't think we need to, I mean, it just upsets me. That's just kind of where I am. I'm sorry.
Mr. Buskowski?
Yeah, much of what I was going to say has been said, but you know, I don't necessarily agree that. I agree, and part of the reason I would have voted against this was my interpretation of our responsibilities under the Constitution. So I don't think this was an exercise in futility. I think this is how the membership of the state has outlined our Constitution and the processes in which the schools in large want followed. And I think our responsibility is to follow, you know, no different than a judge, whether we like the law or not, we have a responsibility to follow what has been passed by the membership. If the membership feels that age hardships should be considered, then they should amend the Constitution and not blame the folks who are elected to interpret that document. So I don't think this was an exercise in futility. As I said before, I think this is a hardship by the very definition of the word. I just don't think the authority granted to us by our members exists to overturn this decision.
Mr. Cooper?
I apologize. I'm all good. I was actually, prior to Jerome speaking, I just wanted to speak on the fact that if you had read the documents that obviously were provided to us, in looking over this information, it was in the first paragraph that where it does state the league bylaws, the age rule may not be set aside. But Mr. Singletary had already made that point clear.
Okay. Mr. Warren.
To sum up, am I correct? We do need to vote. Perhaps not, but I believe we need to vote, and we're voting in a way whether or not we're going to uphold the Constitution or not, more than on the merits of whether or not we believe the hardship is there, whether we as a body, that is a different outlook to it. We have the opportunity to go to the appellate panel no matter what, and the appellate panel is not by the same rules we are. Is that correct? Am I understanding all that?
Commissioner?
The appellate panel was created by the state legislators. They get to review any decision that's been made by the executive committee that is not in favor of what was requested.
Thank you, Commissioner. Further comments? Discussion? Mr. Trahan.
Yes, sir. I would like 2 to possible, remove my second of the motion because I feel that I've seconded something that we can't vote on and move the scope of anyone. So if it's possible for me to remove my second, I ask that I do so.
Yes, sir. Granted. Now we have a motion on the floor for Mr. Brown to grant eligibility.
Does the appellate committee need a vote from us to, in order for them to appeal our decision?
I would think so.
Okay, then someone please give me a second so this can be voted down and appealed to the appellate panel.
I second Mr. Brown's motion.
Okay. Dr. Owens has a second on the floor, and it is a motion to grant eligibility and set aside the Constitution age rule as defined by Section 3 of the Constitution. Further discussion? Mr. Tran? Tran's still up, or you got a comment? Thank you, sir. Mr. Warren?
Just to clarify, if I got a little confused again, I want to make sure that we vote for Mr. Brown's motion. It's in the positive. To do something that we don't have the authority to do. We vote against it, we're voting in line with what the Constitution is.
That is correct. A yes vote would mean support of the motion, which goes against the Constitution in Section 3. A no vote declines the eligibility and goes with the Constitution. Any further questions or discussion? Dr. Buffet?
Can you explain that one more time, Mr. Tootin, the yes and the no vote?
Yes, ma'am. Be glad to. A yes vote will be in support of the motion, which means that the motion to grant eligibility by our vote would be granted, and we would go against the Constitution in Section 3.
Okay.
A no vote would, of course, decline and deny the eligibility request of hardship.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And of course, it would go along with the Constitution. Mr. Beasley.
Yes, I think a good motion here would be to uphold the Constitution. Because if we vote in the motion that's on the table now, we're going against the Constitution. So we don't have the authority of the Constitution. We have to uphold the Constitution.
Point taken, but we do not have the authority unless, Mr. Brown would be the easiest way to withdraw and restate a motion or take a vote to that affirmative.
No, I'm not withdrawing my motion.
Okay, so we have now a motion on the floor to grant and set aside the Constitution based on workshop.
It's the difference based on the workshop that we had. What it states is that once a motion is made and seconded, it becomes property of the committee. And there's no individual that has total control over that time. You can exercise a substitute motion or an amended motion, and then that would have to be voted on as to whether to amend the original motion or substitute the original motion. And if that passes, then that becomes a new motion. Of course, if that fails, then we go back to the original motion and we move on from there. So this is the period that you can amend or substitute the motion and vote on whether that can happen.
Yes, sir. That's what I was referencing. Mr. Warren?
I don't know how to raise my hand, Sam, but
go ahead. You're on. Go ahead, Ms. Middle.
My vote definitely would have been yes to this.
But now that we're hearing this part, and I did not read the information that we were given in that manner. I understand it's there, but that did not come across to me as that. I thought that was just that the commissioner couldn't do that and not the executive committee, because we've always heard the appeals. But anyway, if we vote this down, primarily for me, that would be for the sole purpose for them to go to the appellate panel and have this heard by them if they have the authority to change that. They're meeting August 10th. I do think this is a time-sensitive hardship. So is there time, if we vote this down, is there time for them to appeal it and be heard on August 10th?
Yes.
Commissioner, I think you cut out there.
I said yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is Michael Montgomery. Mr. Tootin, if I can just interject a point of parliamentary procedure here. I think there is a motion on the floor. It has been seconded. It would not be appropriate to amend that motion and completely change the reverse of what the current motion is. So I think whether you vote the motion down or approve it, either way you'll have a vote that can be appealed if necessary. So I think the appropriate parliamentary procedure would be to continue discussion if any more is warranted on the current motion by motion now that has been seconded, and then return to open session to take a vote on the motion, which would be to grant immediate eligibility and set aside that would go for a yay or nay vote.
Yes, sir. Thank you, counsel. Ms. Bryant.
Have a point of clarification. If we do vote against this, can we say as we vote that we vote in the negative because our Constitution doesn't allow this committee to overturn that? Or do I just have to leave it?
I think you have to leave your vote coming out of the executive session piece. Because discussion at that point is over. Any other questions? Hearing none, again, a yes vote supports the motion to grant eligibility and set aside the Constitution in Section 3 of the Constitution. A no vote declines. Ms. Boozer.
Mr. Tootin, really quickly, just I think when you get back into an open session, I think for the benefit of the record, you would need to at least
have I'll vote yes, but right. We need to vote now to come out of the executive session if we have a motion.
That's correct, but all I'm saying is when you go into an open session, I think allow Mr. Brown to state his motion and for Mr. Owens to second it so that it's on the floor in open session.
Okay. Very well. Well, we'll do. All right, Mr. Brown, you'll be on tap. Do we have a motion to go into open session at this time?
Mr. President, I make a motion to go in open session.
Mr. Falk has a motion going open session. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cave has a second. Ms. Boozer, please take the vote.
No.
Okay, we're going into, coming out of open session. Let me restate what we're voting on. We're coming out of, this vote is for open session to come out of closed session into open session at this time.
Yes.
Daryl Owens?
Yes.
Anna Miller?
Yes.
Tanya Bryant?
Yes.
Laura Hickson?
Yes.
Karen Radcliffe?
Yes.
Marty Connor?
Yes.
Ray Cooper?
Yes.
Michael Stone?
Yes.
Andrea Pridgen?
Yes.
Candace Bethay?
Yes.
Josh Trahan?
Yes.
Tony Folk?
Yes.
Mike Beasley?
Yes.
Carlos Cave?
Yes.
Ryan Brown?
Yes.
Al Bukowski?
Yes.
And Keith Kaiser?
Yes.
And that's 18 yes votes. Sure, we have everyone in open session. Jason Warren?
Here.
Daryl Owens?
Here.
Anna Miller?
Here.
Sonia Bryant?
Here.
Laura Hickson?
Here.
Karen Radcliffe?
Here.
Marty Connor?
Here.
Ray Cooper?
Here.
Michael Stone?
Here.
Andrea Pridgen?
Here.
Candace Bethay?
Here.
Josh Trahan?
Here.
Tony Folk?
Here.
Mike Beasley?
Here.
Carlos Cave?
Here.
Ryan Brown?
Here.
Cal Bukowski?
Here.
Keith Kaiser?
Here.
Okay, we have all 18 present.
Thank you, Ms. Boozer. We are now in open session. Coming out of closed session, do I have a motion?
Yes, this is Ryan Brown. My motion is that we grant the hardship request and give the student in question eligibility.
Okay, we have a motion from Mr. Brown to set aside the Constitution and grant eligibility.
Second.
Mr. Owens, Dr. Owens has a second. At this time, we will call for the vote. A yes vote supports this motion, a no vote denies.
Okay.
Ms. Boozer.
Warren?
No.
Daryl Owens?
Yes.
Anna Miller?
Yes.
Sonia Bryant?
Yes.
Laura Hickson?
No.
Karen Radcliffe?
No.
Marty Connor?
Yes.
Ray Cooper?
No.
Michael Stone?
No.
Andrea Pridgen?
No.
Was that a no?
That was a no.
Okay. Candace Bethay?
No.
Josh Trahan?
Yes.
Tony Folk?
No.
Mike Beasley?
No.
Carlos Cave?
No.
Ryan Brown?
Yes.
Cal Bukowski?
No.
Keith Kaiser?
No.
All right, Mr. President, I have 6 yes votes and 12 no votes.
You're muted, Sam.
You're muted.
Thank you, Ms. Boozer. What this means, Mr. Crawford, is that your appeal fails with the vote of 12-6. If necessary, if you wish to appeal to the decision of the Executive Committee's decision, to the appellate panel, please contact the League's commissioner within 24 hours of this hearing. And thank you very much for your time this morning.